Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. It's time to reflect, because a whole year has passed. A whole year is passing, and months and time are just passing you by. It's time to reflect, because you have done a lot for this year. You have done a lot for the last couple of years. You have done so much more than you can ever imagine. And until you recognize it, it's time to reflect. Reflecting is going to be so impossible, because how do you reflect on something that you don't remember? How do you reflect on things that you can't really process, because you didn't give your time, you didn't give yourself time to understand what you have done for yourself? You see, understanding why it's time to reflect gives you permission to not only be aware of what you're doing, but understand that you did it a particular way, that you did it for so long, that you did it in a way that's going to help you grow even more. You see, reflection is not bad, because in order to grow, you have to be willing to look at yourself to reflect on what you have done. You see, sometimes we have to celebrate our process, celebrate our growth, celebrate everything that we have been through, because the day we start to recognize what we have been doing is the moment we are reflecting on ourselves and how we can continue to grow for ourselves. Hey, what's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Here at Failure Knowledge, we speak about personal development, marketing tips, and podcasting strategies. Today, we're speaking about it's time to reflect. And this is a personal development topic, because you have to reflect on the things that you're doing. You have to reflect on what you are accomplishing for yourself. You have to reflect on what you have done and accomplished for yourself. You see, when you start to reflect on what you are accomplishing, your accomplishments will be celebrated even more, because you're able to see your process. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you like and share this with a friend that struggle with reflecting on their growth and their and what they have been through, to understand they are growing through their process. They are growing through a different phase. They are growing through a different opportunity. You see, to reflect, you have to be willing to accept the opportunities that you have taken before. And when you reflect on the opportunities that you've taken, now you can do it more often. So that's the point I want to hit on. It's time to reflect. It's time to reflect. Time to reflect. It's time to reflect. So today I went to physical therapy, and the doctor that was helping me with the physical therapy or the exercises, she was telling me different exercises to do, and I was doing them. She said that she was in school for 7 years. She had to go to her undergraduate, which is a 4-year degree, and then go to her her doctor's program to get for additional 3 years. And so as I'm listening to her, I'm like, wow, this 7 years. 7 years is a long time to not only be in school, but to not pay attention to what you're doing and how you have done it, because it's hard to reflect on what you have already accomplished and how you have accomplished it. It's hard because you're not paying attention to it. It's hard because it's already done, it's already passed, you already accomplished, you already completed it. How do you pay attention to something that's already happened? You see, when you reflect in your journey, when you reflect in your process, when you reflect in your work, As you are reflecting in your work, you're able to see the progress that you have developed for yourself. You're able to recognize how far you have came and where you have started, to understand that you are learning a path of achievement that you can continue to accomplish for, that you can continue to be more aware of, and that you can continue to create different opportunities from your past. See, your past is so important because it's time to reflect on what you're doing, how you have done it, and why was it important. You see, oftentimes in life, the most important thing is the thing that we forget most often. How do you forget the most important thing when it's something that matters the most? Because it's something that you made your mind up for and you committed to and you put the work in and you understood that the process is going to show you that you have to really develop within yourself. You have to learn the information. You got to gain the skills. You have to gain the knowledge, because once you gain the skills, information, and knowledge, you're willing to not only push yourself, but you're willing to celebrate yourself. In a song with Michael Jackson, he says, I have to start looking at the man in the mirror. In my perspective, it wasn't just talking about a bad way, but in a good way as well. You have to be aware of what you're doing and who you are and how you're becoming this person that you would like to be. In order to be the person that you think you can become, you have to be willing to reflect on your past. Your past is always with you. Your past will never leave you. Sometimes we suppress what we have been through to understand that we are locking our memories away for them to really help us reflect on what we're doing. There's a movie called Now You See Me. It's a magic movie. And so the magic movie is kind of like a perception movie. In order for the magic to work, the perception has to be off. It has to be in different perspective. It has to be delivered in a certain kind of way. And so in the movie Now You See Me, it's about magic. It's about criminals using their skills and their tactics against people to really create and create crime. So as I was creating crime from using the magic, the movie Now You See Me, sometimes you can't see what you have done because you're not looking at it. You're not looking at it. Now You See Me, the title was so incredible because you have to really sit in your reflection, sit in yourself and see yourself. Because now you have to see who you are, who you have become, what you have done. You see, to accomplish what you are putting your mind to, as you are putting your mind to thoughts, to the work, to the process, the work is going to teach you that you have to learn more than you can ever expect, that you have to learn more than you can ever imagine. You see, it's time to reflect because you have to be willing to sit within yourself. You have to be sit, and that's the first point I want to hit on, is that you have to see yourself. See yourself. You see, the reason why that's so incredibly important is because if you don't see yourself, how do you recognize what you have done? I remember half a decade ago, I picked up my iPhone for the first time and I made a video. I was nervous. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how I was going to say it. But I picked up my iPhone and I hit the record button and I started speaking. I started talking. And I was cooking, right? So cooking is hard for me because it's not something that I enjoy. It's not something that I really have a passion for. It's just something that I was doing. And so when I picked up the iPhone, I was making the videos, and I was talking to the camera, and I was cooking, I was willing to start. You see, when I was able to see myself, I reflected on the growth that took, on the courage that took, and the amount of effort that they took from me, because I didn't know what I was doing. And even though I didn't know what I was doing, I have to continue to do it so I can get better over time. And so when I start to see myself, I start to learn that I don't know everything yet. In fact, I don't even know what I'm doing today. So when I picked up my camera for the first time, when I picked up my iPhone for the first time, I was seeing myself because the camera was looking directly at me. As much as I wanted to pay attention to how I was doing it, I couldn't necessarily pay attention to it because I wasn't seeing myself. I was speaking to myself, but I wasn't seeing myself. In the song with Michael Jackson, you have to start with the man in the mirror, meaning you have to be willing to see yourself. You have to be willing to look at yourself. You have to be willing to pay attention to yourself. Because if you're not paying attention to yourself, how do you know what you have done? How do you know what you have accomplished? How do you improve from that? You see, when you see yourself, you're willing to reflect on yourself. The reason why why driving a car, you have to look forward, is because it's hard to look at the reflection, to look behind you.
It's hard to look at the reflection, to look behind you, because as you're looking behind you, you have no idea what you're looking at. I remember when I was younger, my mama, who was a single parent raising three boys by herself, as she was raising us, she was teaching us a way of life, like how to be independent, how to rely on ourselves, how to depend on ourselves. Like, she was really showing us that if I'm your mama, I'm gonna teach you this way. And that's what she was doing. She was teaching us a certain way, a certain perspective, a certain outlook, and it stuck with us. So she was teaching us how to drive one day, and not only drive, but back in. And so she was explaining, when you back in, you have to look at your mirrors. You have to use your left and right mirrors to really see what's behind you. Sometimes you have to turn around and look to see if you're in the right direction. And that she's guiding us by using the mirrors, by using the reflection of the mirrors to see the direction that we're going. We have to take our time to look in both directions, to look in the rearview mirror, to look behind us, to the left, to the right of us. Because in order to see yourself, you have to be willing to look to the left, to the right, and look to the rear view to really understand what you have accomplished. You see, it's difficult to bag in if you haven't been taught to bag in. And so my mama was teaching us how to bag in, because we had two trash cans where the trash cans was on the side of the house. We'll dump the trash in, and then once it get full, we'll take the barrels down and put the barrels right in the front of the house. And then the trash truck would come and dump the trash, put the trash up, and put it in the truck. And so we used the two trash barrels. One was a recycling bin, and the other was just trash. And she put it on the side. She put the recycling bin on the left side, and the trash is on the right. And so, in order for us to bag in correctly, we can't hit the trash barrels. You see, to pay attention to yourself, you have to identify what you are doing and where you're going. You see, when you are identifying the path that you would like to go, as you are bagging up and looking at the reflection of the mirrors, it's going to show you how close you are getting to an object. On the mirror, it say objects might appear a lot closer than they are, which means that you have to look at the closeness by turning your head. How close am I to this object? How close am I to this driveway? How close am I to this car? You have to be willing to use your reflection to know that you're getting close to the object without hitting the object that's right there, right in front of you. You see, when you see yourself, you have to be willing to identify the obstacles that you have been through. When you see yourself, you have to reflect on what you have grown through. See, when you see yourself, you have to reflect on what you have learned. And so, as my mom teaching us how to bag in, that's the only thing she taught us how to bag in. And that's the only thing that she taught us was to bag in. And so I start practicing more often. I start using my left and right rear view mirrors, turning around to look. I'm using the skills that she taught me. And as I'm using the skills that she taught me, I'm willing to bag in correctly. I'm willing to practice. I'm willing to see my reflection. You see, sometimes your reflection looks blurry because the objects appear a bit further. They appear a bit closer than they already are. Because you have to be willing to understand that the path that you are going through, the path that you have experienced, you're only getting better, you're only improving, you're only becoming more than you ever thought that you could be. And then my mom started teaching us how to parallel park. You see, it was a bit challenging because we had a trash barrel rather than vehicles to practice on. You see, when you see yourself, you have to be willing to go through new adversity to know that you can push through what you're going through to handle the issue that's going to come, to handle the obstacle that you're going to face. Because to handle the obstacle, you have to be willing to push yourself. You have to be willing to know the training that you have will set you up for the action that you need to take. You just have to approach it differently. You still have to use your left and right rear view mirrors. You still have to turn and look. You still have to do what you was taught, which are the basics. And as you're doing the basics, it's a different approach because it's a different angle. You see, when you see yourself in a different perspective. When you see yourself in a different way, you see yourself in a new light, because this light is shining on you when you reflect on your growth. When you reflect on what you're doing and how you go about doing it, you see that you are pushing through what you are growing through. To reflect, you have to see what you have grown through to recognize that you are growing through it. You see, to see yourself is a bit challenging, because how do you see what you have accomplished? What do you see what you have achieved? How do you see how something is benefiting you? You see, in life, you have to know that what you are doing, what you are putting your mind to, you're not only setting yourself up, you're doing a lot of work, and the work that you're doing, you have to pay attention to how it's being done, because if you don't reflect on how, on what you're doing, how you're doing it will be second nature, because you won't even recognize what you're doing. And so my mom was teaching us how to bag in for so long. She was teaching us how to bag in for so long, I forgot how to pull in. I forgot how to pull the car in the driveway. And as I'm pulling the car in the driveway, it was a bit difficult because I was only practicing how to bag in. You see, I was seeing myself and I was seeing my weaknesses. My strength was to bag in. And even though when it came to pulling the car into a parking lot, just turning in directly into the spot, it was so difficult for me to turn into the spot because I was seeing myself in my reflection. I was seeing myself because I was used to bagging up. And as I'm used to bagging up, I'm not getting the same results that I'm looking for when I pull the car in. As I'm pulling the car in, it's a struggle for me. It's overwhelming for me. It's frustrating for me because it's not going how I would like for it to go. It's not working how I think it could work. It's not working how it should work. You see, when you see yourself, you have to be willing to adjust yourself. When you adjust yourself, you're willing to establish yourself because you're willing to learn more. You're willing to practice more. You're willing to show up more. And as you're showing up, you have to understand you're showing up for a particular reason. The reason that you're showing up is to be better. Every day that you do something, every day that you improve, every day that you grow, you're growing within yourself because you're seeing what you are doing and how you are developing yourself. To develop yourself, you have to know that you have to be willing to go through the challenge of seeing yourself. Seeing yourself is so challenging, because how do you see yourself? How do you know you're doing something great? How do you know you're doing something good? How do you know what you're doing is even working and is benefiting you rather than hurting you? Like, how do you know that? How do you put together whether if you're doing something that's not wasting your time, how you're going about doing it is helping you more? You see, Michael Jackson was a legend. In that song, Man in the Mirror, he was a legend because he made another song. I think a couple years later or a couple years before, it was another song called They Don't Really Care About Us. They Don't Really Care About Us. And then he made the video dancing and had a whole bunch of people coming around in the video. Like, the video was great. The song was phenomenal. They Don't Really Care About Us. You see, for them to care about us, we have to be willing to see who the person is in the mirror. You see, the reason why that's so important, because when you see yourself, you understand yourself. And then when you understand yourself, you have to be willing to continue to learn yourself, because it will help you develop even more. It will help you establish yourself in a better way that will help you understand that you are on the right path. That you are on the path that to not only push you forward, but to push you forward in a way that's going to help you see yourself in a new light. The light is shining down on you as you are growing through the process, as you are growing within yourself. You are not the same you. I saw this one video a couple years ago, and when they said it was so amazing, it was so simple yet amazing at the same time. And 5 minutes had passed, right? 5 minutes has passed, and a woman got up and spoke. She was like, "Well, I'm not as confident as I used to be because, like, I went through life. I was facing different challenges, and I'm not that great like I was young." And then the person that was listening to the in the video, the person that was creating the video, the host, she was listening to her, and as she was listening to her, she said this: "You are not the same person that you were 5 minutes ago, because you can't go back in time and get that 5 minutes back. You see, what you can do is that you can prepare for the next 5 minutes to understand that you are becoming someone new. But first, you have to be willing to see yourself. When you see yourself, you have to be willing to develop yourself. When you develop yourself, you have to be willing to learn yourself. You see, when you see yourself, you're not only recognizing who you are, but you're seeing who you're becoming. You have to be willing to become someone different to understand that you can be different. To be different, you have to be willing to accept the challenge. You have to be willing to look yourself in the mirror when the person that's in the mirror don't even look familiar. When the person in the mirror don't even look familiar, like I have a, like I know this person, like I understand this person, like I'm familiar with this person. This person, that the person that I'm looking at in the mirror is so strange. Because I haven't been seeing myself for a long time. You see, back a half a decade ago, when I picked up my first iPhone, I created my first video. I not only created my first video, but I saw myself in a different light. Not only did I have my iPhone to record, I had extra lights to shine up on me to make the video a little bit better. And as I'm making the video a little bit better, I have to learn to see myself in a new light. And as the light is shining down on me, not only am I speaking, am I delivering myself, I'm showing that it's possible to start. I'm showing not only is it possible to start, why someone can start. You see, when you see yourself, you have to be kind to yourself. When you see yourself, you have to be give yourself grace. When you see yourself, you have to understand that you can become better. You see, when I picked up the phone and never put it back down, I was creating videos because I was sharing my experiences. I was sharing my story because I was seeing myself. I remember this one time I had created a video, and the quote was by John Quincy Adams. And I had, ironically enough, I had a green shirt on. I didn't have a green tie on. I had a green shirt on. This is crazy. Excuse me, I had a green shirt on, and it was really a skivvy shirt, a Marine Corps skivvy shirt. And so I have this shirt on, and as I'm making this video, the quote is by John Quincy Adams. And at the time, I had no idea who John Quincy Adams even was. Yet I still don't know who John Quincy Adams was. When I read the quote, I said, "Ooh, that's good. I'm going to use it. I'm going to say it. I'm going to remember it." And as I'm remembering it, I'm like, who is this guy? Oh, he was a president. He was a president. I'm like, God, dog. The quote that I read was so crazy. I had a green shirt on, and I put my mic on. I had my phone, and I pressed record. And then once I pressed record, I read the quote. And it was so magical. I can't remember which ones it was. Which one it was. If your accents are... Oh, you know what? Since I don't remember the one that it was, I'm going to read a new one. By John Quincy Adams. And he was a president. One of the presidents. It says... He was one of the presidents or something like that. Anywho, let me read what it say. It say, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. Ooh. That wasn't even the quote that I read. That wasn't even the quote that I read, because that one was just spot on. That one was spot on. That one was good. He said, if you help somebody be more, you are a leader. You see, to help someone be more, you have to help yourself become more. You see, when I read that quote, it was a little bit different. It wasn't an exact quote, but it was a quote similar to it, because it was by John Quincy Adams. But when I got on camera and I pressed record, I had the confidence built from the effort that I was putting in within the last couple of years. And so when I read that quote, when I said it and memorized it, I presented it in a way where I not only saw myself, but I was seeing who I was becoming. You see, sometimes you have to see yourself in a new light before the light is shining upon you to know that you can be more than you can ever imagine to be. And the reason is because you have to be willing to see yourself. I remember I had got off work when I was in the Marine Corps. And I got off work and I went straight to my office and I got my tripod, put my phone on the camera, and I press record and I made that video. Because I just had this thought in my mind that I needed to share with others, that I needed to express with others, that I really needed someone to hear. In reality, I was the one that needed to hear. I was the one that needed to hear what I read. Because the quote that I read today, it was magical. Because if you help someone become more, you are a leader. And at the time when I was first starting out, I didn't understand what a leader was. I had no idea what the ideal leader looked like. I didn't understand that I could be a leader within myself. You see, I have to start seeing myself in a different light. And as I'm seeing myself in a different light, I'm becoming a new person. I'm not the same person that I was a half a decade ago. In fact, I'm a better, improved version of myself. One thing that I learned from watching Kobe Bryant, I watched his interview, and somebody asked me, like, man, what does the Mamba mentality mean? What does it mean? Kobe Bryant said, the Mamba mentality is helping people become the best version of themselves. When he said that, I said, ooh, that's different. Because I was saying the same exact thing without even knowing that I was saying the same exact thing. You see, sometimes you have to see yourself in a different light to know that your light is shining. Yeah, it's a little dull, but as this dull, it can get brighter. My iPhone, it updated, and you can see the settings on the light go from like bright to dark to bright to dark. And as the phone is updating and I get the update and I see and press the light, it gives me more options. You see, when you see yourself, you're getting more options for yourself. And so when I press the light not only comes on, but it's on in a low dim light. So I'm like, how can I see more? Well, I just need to move the bar up just a little bit more to brighten it up just a tad bit. Just to brighten it up just a tad bit. You see, when the light is on you, you're seeing yourself in a different way because the way that you used to see yourself is no longer the same because you are developing within yourself. You are improving yourself. You are growing within yourself because it matters how you learn to know that you can become more. To know that you can get better, and as you're getting better, you have to be willing to see yourself. You have to be willing to learn yourself. You have to be willing to look at yourself. Because if you're not looking at yourself, how do you improve? If you're not looking in yourself, how do you grow? If you're not looking in yourself, how do you grow within yourself? You see, sometimes you have to be willing to know that you can get better, yet you have to want to be better. I remember I went to this boxing match when I was in San Diego. My buddy was boxing. And then when I went to the boxing match, it was my first time going to an event like this. It was in someone's backyard that had vendors, that had trucks, that had food trucks out there. And so when we went, my buddy was boxing, right? He had his hand glove, he had his gloves, he had his gear. He was preparing for the fight. He was preparing for the battle. And so as he's preparing for the battle, he has to mentally prepare for what he would like to do. And so as he's preparing and gearing up and putting his equipment on, he's focused. He's focused because he's going against another individual. And so as he's focused, he's paying attention to himself. Not only is he paying attention to himself, he has a way of doing things, and the structure that he's following is showing that he's seeing himself. You see, sometimes you have to prepare yourself to see yourself in a new light. See, the new light is going to shine on you when the stage and the doors, when the opportunity open, and when you step into the opportunity, how you are accepting it. And so as he's getting ready for this fight, as he's getting ready for it, I'm hungry. I got hungry. So luckily it was a food truck there. And I remember me and my dog, we had got a stuffed baked potato. I'm thinking that a stuffed baked potato is gonna be one. Right? You got the chicken, you got the cheese, you got the sour cream, you got the celery, and you got the vegetables. Right? My baked potato had four of them things. The baked potato that I ordered had four different baked potatoes in there. And so as I'm eating it, I'm seeing myself eat this food. I'm seeing myself eat it all. But it was too much potato, so I didn't eat it all. You see, what I learned is that when you see yourself, you have to be willing to know what you can handle. You see, as my buddy was getting ready to box, he knew he can handle himself. He knew he was prepared to go to battle because he had to go to battle with another person, with another individual, with another human. He had to go to battle. And as he was going to battle, he was preparing to fight. You see, when I was able to see the preparation, I said, ooh, this might be a good one. And so they end up starting to fight. They end up, the fight ended up starting. And as it's starting, he quick on his feet. He hit him. Bam. He hit him again. He get hit. They get hit. He get hit. He get hit. And so sometimes when you see yourself, you have to be willing to get hit to know that you can get back up. You have to be willing to throw a punch to know as you're seeing yourself, you're not only throwing a punch, but you're fighting back. You're not only fighting back, but you're accepting the opportunity that's right in front of you. You see, when you see yourself, you have to know that you are better than what you think. You see, I want to read this quote again because this quote is so magical. It says, if your actions inspire others. Hold on. If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. Our actions sometimes are not spoken about because we're not the ones speaking about it. We're not the ones talking about it. We're not the ones explaining ourselves because we don't see what we're doing. We're not reflecting on how we're doing it, because it goes to show when you pay attention to what you're doing and how you go about doing it, the reflecting of yourself just improves because you're able to see yourself. You can't be better if you don't recognize how good you're getting. You can't be great if you never sit down and say, I just worked out so hard. And as I worked out so hard, I'm tired. Sometimes you just have to get tired to see yourself. To learn yourself, to observe yourself. Because as you're seeing yourself, learning yourself, observing yourself, you're able to grow. You're not the same person that you were 10 minutes ago, because a new version of you is waiting for you to achieve it, to accomplish it. You just have to see yourself in a new light first to know that the light is already shining on you. And as it's shining on you, how do you see yourself? You see, that's the next point to hit on, is that when you see yourself, how do you see yourself? 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 You have to see yourself differently than what you believe you can. What you're believing you're seeing. You see a lot more, but it's hard to recognize what the lot more actually is. And so a couple months ago, I went to this pitch competition. And as I went to this pitch competition, I'm explaining, introducing myself, what I do, and who I help. So at the time, it was that I help, I help entrepreneurs advertise that podcast or something like that. And so as I'm speaking, I'm delivering myself, but I'm not seeing myself. And so as I'm there presenting, I feel like I'm doing good. And so I get additional feedback, I get additional questions asked to me. And the questions that I got asked, it made me recognize if I was using the correct language, or what language I need to improve on, what language do I need to change. You see, I wasn't seeing myself because I was preparing myself. And when I deliver my pitch, I not only deliver what I do, but I deliver myself. You see, when you see yourself, you have to be willing to look at yourself in a different way. You have to be willing to look at yourself in a new way, in a new perspective, in a new way, in some new eyes. Because what's happening is that when you see yourself as the best version of yourself, what you're doing to become the best version is very challenging, because you don't know the work that you're doing on yourself. When I picked up my first book was Rich Dad Poor Dad. Then my second book was the second sequence, which was The Guide to Investing, by Robert Kiyosaki, same author. And so as the author, Robert Kiyosaki, He wrote the books, and I got interested in the knowledge. And so I'm reading the books, I'm reading and gaining the information. And as I'm reading the books and gaining the information, I'm not understanding what they're actually saying. I'm just reading. I'm just learning. But I don't know what I'm learning at the time, but I'm just reading. My mind was open because I just wanted to read. And so then I really got intrigued by wanting to learn more about what he was already talking about. So not only did I get Rich Dad Poor Dad, Guide to Investing, and then there's another book, the third one, which was the Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki. So when I read these first three books, I'm like, these are great books. These are great books. I don't really fully understand it, but these are phenomenal books. But I'm reading. I'm taking pictures of it. I'm showing it. Like I'm expressing what I'm learning. And so even though I'm expressing what I'm learning, I'm not understanding what I just read. Excuse me. I'm not understanding what it is because I'm not familiar with the terminology. Even though if I look it up, me looking it up won't give me extra information because I don't know what I'm looking up. And so when I was reading the Rich Dad Poor Dad, the Cash Flow Quadrant, and the Guide to Investing, I'm reading it, but I'm keeping an open mind. I'm keeping an open mind. So I was, it says, how do you see yourself? I was seeing myself as something more. Yet I didn't know what the more was because I wasn't familiar with the language. I wasn't familiar with the topic. I wasn't familiar with what he was speaking about. But I was reading it. I was intrigued by it. I was engaged. I was entertained by it because I was learning from it. And so when I finished the books, it gave me like, okay, I finished this book. What now? I'm going to read the next book. What now? I'm going to read the book after that. And so as I'm reading these books, I'm educating myself way early before I even knew what the books even meant or what the terminology was even for. So fast forward to today, I go to different cohorts, different business courses, different business coaches. I'm talking to a lot of people. I'm asking a lot of different questions. They're using the terminology that I heard a couple years ago. Maybe even though I heard it a couple years ago, it's not resonating to me. But they're using it in a new way. The people that I'm speaking to today, they're using it in a different way. But the words are the same. And so I picked up the book, Cash Flow Quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki, and I just turned to a page. Once I turned to a page, I saw the kinds of investor. I said, this is different. So I read the first sentence. As I'm reading the first sentence, I understand it more. I understand it just a little bit more because all the questions that I was able to ask previously, of the information I was able to read a half a decade ago. You see, as I'm becoming aware of what the terminology actually is, it taught me that I was seeing myself in a different way before I even understood the way that I was seeing myself. Now, to see yourself differently, you have to know and be willing to learn something new. I saw this question, how do you learn? Somebody asked me, like, what is the best way you learn? And I just told them, like, I'm very inquisitive, meaning I asked a lot of questions. I learned when I was younger that when you ask questions, you're gaining a better understanding for yourself. If you don't ask questions, that means you already understand what's already been told. Now, when I was reading the three books, the Rich Dad Poor Dad, the Cash Flow Quadrant, and the Guide to Investing, as I'm reading these books, I'm just reading them. But when I go to the different business coaches and the people that I'm speaking to in front of, not only can I explain what I'm doing, I can ask them questions. I start asking them questions. So I was seeing myself in a different way because I was able to ask the questions to the people who knew what the language was, what the language meant. I remember we went to this conference. It was an AI conference. And we went to this conference, and as the speaker was talking, he said, yeah, man, we're going to bring this entrepreneur up. He's a fantastic businessman, and he sold his business for X amount of money. He's very successful. So, yeah, we're going to come up here. Heck, I'm going to even ask him questions. That's what the host said. I'm going to even ask him questions. And so the guy came up there with a whole bunch of business experience. And as he's up there with business experience, he's letting the audience ask questions. So I'm thinking of a question to ask. I'm thinking of a question to ask this man who has been in business for a long time. And so I'm sitting there. Then I got it. A question come to me. I raise my hand. So as I'm raising my hand, he was speaking to another customer. As he's speaking to another customer, I'm constantly thinking about this question. And then once he get done answering the question, he goes to somebody else. And so the person was like, yeah, man, we're going to come to you right quick. We're just going to answer this one question. But I'm constantly thinking about the one question. I'm constantly thinking about this question because this question means something to me, but I don't know what it means just yet, but I'll find out. But I'm asking this question. And then he finally called him. And when he finally called him, I asked him about, so when you were able to identify like the market or the market cap. No, he said something about the market cap. And I asked him, I was like, so what exactly is the market cap? And then he just said like where your product or service fit in the market where others are buying or paying for the product or service. So I'm like, okay. Then he goes on to explain for like 5 minutes, sharing his different stories, different experience, different knowledge from that. And he was like, once you start marketing, you should continue to market, because when you stop marketing, you don't have business. I said, ooh, but I didn't, I understood this time because I saw myself differently. I saw myself differently because I was learning ahead of time. I was learning a half a decade ago. And as I'm learning a half a decade ago, I'm willing to understand what's been said, what's been described, what's been explained. You can really understand when you fully comprehend what's been said. And so I'm like, oh. So to reflect on myself, I have to be willing to see what I don't know. Have to be willing to understand things that I would not understand today. But who to say that I can't understand in the future? Who to say I can't understand it next week? Who to say that I can't understand it when it's time for me to understand it? I remember when I first started on this journey, I wanted to have a big goal. And so a half a decade ago, August of 2020, I made up my mind. I'm like, okay. And that's when I started watching podcasts. I started listening to interviews. I'm like, okay. August of 2020, by September of 2020, I'm going to be a millionaire. August came, August left, and September was here. September of 2020 came. And I was broker than a joke because I was still living paycheck to paycheck. And what I didn't fully understand was that there's a book called The Art of the Deal. And when you first open the first page, and it's and The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump, and it says, if you're going to dream, why not dream big? And that was the end for me. Like, that's all I needed to see. If you're going to dream, why not dream big? Oh, I don't even need the book. Now, I still haven't finished that book to this day. But I'm going to one day. And so when I read that, if you're going to dream, dream big. And what really gave me permission to see myself differently was that I had to believe that I can dream bigger. Had to believe that I can dream more than I was dreaming. So I have to get around people who are dreaming. I have to see myself in a different way. Because when I was reflecting on myself, I didn't come from anybody that was dreaming like big. That was dreaming bigger than I was dreaming. That even knew how to dream. I'm from a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas, and we didn't really talk about dreams like that. We didn't talk about goals like that. We didn't really talk about the future like that. We just went with the day-by-day motion, day-by-day action, day-by-day activity. You see, my mama, who was a single parent raising 3 boys by herself, she not only raised us to be great men or great boys to become men, boys to men that grew. Nonetheless, she was raising us to be men. Yet what I learned while growing up with a single mother was that a mother can only teach a boy so much. And the reason why I say that is because the boy has to be willing to learn from men. And see, when I was growing and seeing myself, I knew I wanted a father figure, but I didn't know what a father figure looked like. I didn't know what a father figure looked like, so I was searching. I was looking. I'm searching for one. And as I'm searching for one, I find one. I find two of them. Because at the time when I was younger in Little Arkansas, there's this program called the OK program where the mentors are men and they come and teach us ways of life and ways of like different ways. So the OK program is good for people, for kids or for African-American males who don't have a father figure in their life. They can go to the program, be around other kids, connect, and be around mentors that not only care for them, but that gives you more direction. So when I was younger, I didn't fully understand what the program consisted of. So the program was good. It was phenomenal. Yet when I got in the Marine Corps, I didn't know I was looking for a father figure until I learned what a father figure was. So even though my mom was a single mother raising three boys by herself, I had to be willing to see myself differently, that I wasn't going to let my circumstance, where I'm from, my environment, stop me from learning more and seeing myself differently. So in the book, The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump, it says, if you're going to dream, you have to dream big, which means the dreams that you had that were so small, that were so little, that were so limited, you have to be willing to let go of what you thought that you could do and start holding on to something that you can do. And so when I learned how to dream from reading that book, it gave me a different perspective that I can dream big. It gave me the okay to say, you can dream, but as you're dreaming, just dream a little bit bigger. Just dream and think a little bit bigger, because when you dream, think, and do bigger, you become bigger. So not only did I have to learn how to see myself differently, I had to understand why I was seeing myself differently. Because if I want to accomplish something, if I want to achieve something, I have to become different. You see, in life, when you reflect on what you're doing, you have to reflect on your past. You have to reflect on what you have been through. You have to reflect on what you have experienced. Not only do you have to reflect on what you have experienced, you have to be okay with growing. You have to be okay with developing. You have to be okay with evolving, because you change by the second. Not by the day. You change by the second if you're willing to change for yourself. If you're willing to evolve for yourself, if you're willing to develop yourself, because you just have to be willing to learn. So the three books that I read when I first started my journey a half a decade ago gave me the okay that I can dream big and see myself differently. So the question is, how do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as dreaming small, thinking small, doing small? Or do you see yourself thinking big, dreaming big, and doing big so you could become big? You see, when you see yourself differently, you have to look yourself in the mirror and ask, what would you like? What do you want? And why do you want it? You see, just like Kobe Bryant, I want to help others become the best version of themselves. Because if you can see yourself, you can challenge yourself. When you challenge yourself, you can push yourself. And when you push yourself, you're becoming the best version of yourself. Kobe Bryant was a phenomenal player. Not only was he a phenomenal player, he was an incredible human being. Like, the whole world know who he is. And that's incredible. And so I saw a video when Kobe Bryant was just working out. He was in the gym by himself, just working out, just running, just sweating, just shooting the basketball around. He's running because he's doing the work. He's focused because he's seeing himself differently. He's focused because he understands what needs to be done, and he's willing to do it. You see, even though I didn't meet him, I never met him, I would have loved to meet him. I didn't meet him, but that work ethic speaks through the screen. It speaks through the screen, because if you want something, you have to be willing to go get it. See, that's the last point I want to hit on, is that how do you see us? The last point is that go get your dream. Go get your dream. Go get your dream, because your dream is waiting on you for you to accomplish it. Your dream is waiting on you, because when you start to see why it's waiting on you, now you have to start thinking and seeing yourself differently. You have to see yourself differently, because not only are you becoming better, you're doing better. You see, it's challenging to look for a father figure, to look for someone that can mentor me and guide me along my way, along my path, along my journey, along everything that I'm doing. It was difficult for me until I learned that it's okay just to ask for guidance. It's okay to ask for guidance. And so when I was in the Marine Corps, I met Mike and Steve, Mike and Briglio and Steve Anderson. So these guys are real estate investors, and they taught me not only more about life, but how to handle myself in a new setting and new environment. So when I first met them, I met them at during that time I was doing real estate, and as I was doing real estate wholesaling, the law was like, man, the leaders that's in, because I was in Southern California, there was like, the leaders in Southern California, y'all put your numbers down and they gonna reach out to you. So Mike put his number down. I called him. Now I sent him a message introducing myself, and I also sent the video. And once I sent the video to him and the message, he called me. And then once he called me, he was like, yeah, man, like, we're working on this project here in San Diego, man. Like, would you like to come and look at it? I said, sure, why not? Absolutely. So I stopped what I was doing, and I made time to go down there because I still was in the Marine Corps, so I can go on the weekend. So the weekend came, I went down there. So my first time meeting Mike and Steve that was working on a project down in San Diego. And as I was working on the project in San Diego, they had to take a whole bunch of trash that was in the backyard and dispose of it and like throw it away. Then they had to cut the yard. See, the yard was like on a hill. The yard was on a hill. And so you have to cut the grass. As you're cutting the grass, you have to like balance yourself. And so during that time, Mike and Steve was about to leave to go get some more equipment for the house so the workers can have stuff to work on as they have it. And so as I'm there, I'm like, okay, since y'all about to leave, there's two weed eaters here. Weed eaters are things that you use to cut the grass with. So there's two weed eaters here. I'm not just going to sit here and just stand here and not do nothing. I'm gonna attempt to help. So that's what I did. I picked up the weed eater. It was some gas in that joint. I pulled the string, turned it on. Then I got to work. You see, when you see yourself, you have to be willing to work on yourself. As I'm cutting the grass, I'm working on myself because I don't know what can come from meeting Mike and Steve, who are real estate investors in San Diego. I don't know what can come from it, but I know something can come from it. But until I find out what the something is, I'm just going to bring value to them. And at the time, I didn't know the terminology was value. I thought it was just helping. Like, I'm going to help them. They said I can come out here. I'm just going to help. You see, when you go get your dream, you have to be willing to do the work without even understanding that you're doing the work for your dream. Because when you start to fully understand and really pay attention to what you're doing, you focus on it more often to become better. You focus on it more often to continue to show up. When you go get your dream, you're accepting the challenge because the challenge is going to push you even further. And so as we're cutting the yard, it was me and Stefan, as we're cutting the yard, it goes from the grass being high to the grass being cut. So now we got to pick up the grass and put it in a tarp, in a little plastic thing. So as we're doing that, as we're picking up the grass and putting it in the grass or in the tarp, the thing that can roll over and take, we're working. We're working. I think this was Mike and Steve's first project that they was actually working on. We're working. I went to go get my dream because I seeked a mentor. And I just learned the difference between a mentor and a coach. A mentor is someone who works with you. A coach is on the outside and they just guiding you on what to do next. And so when I'm like, that's crazy. A mentor walks with you and the coach just guides you. That was a bit confusing, but it made sense when I reflected on my past. It made sense when I reflected on what I've experienced to understand that you've been reflecting, you've been seeing yourself in a different way every day. You've been seeing yourself differently ever since you started. And in fact, you've been seeing yourself differently ever since you were young. You just didn't understand how different you were because everyone else saw how different you can be. Saw how different you were. Saw how different you carried yourself. You see, when I start to pay attention to what other people were seeing, I start to look at myself differently because I wanted to be looked at differently. The reason why that's so important, because not only are you able to see different, to be different, to learn how to be different, you're able to recognize that you can do what you're putting your mind to. You can see what you need to learn, because as you're learning, you have to go get your dream. There's a video that said that with the fisherman, like he had his rain boots on, like it came up to his below his knee. It was high. And so he had his fishing vest on. He had his fishing pole. And then he reeled it out. And as he reeled it out, the person that was standing right under the hook was trying to get the dollar. And as she tried to get the dollar, like every time she tried to grab it, he'd pull it up and say, "You got to be quicker than that. You got to be quicker than that. You see, when you go get your dream, you got to be quicker than that to go get it." Because it's up to you to bring it to life. Because when you bring it to life, you have to be willing to grab it. And when you grab it, what are you grabbing? You're just grabbing your thoughts. You're grabbing your action. You're grabbing what you are thinking about. Because when you think about something, you're not going to stop thinking about it. You're going to continue to think about it because it's going to stay within your mind. Because in order to be quick enough to get it, you have to be quick enough to grab it. Because when you go get your dream, your dream is something that will never leave you. Your dream is something that can only flourish. Your dream can only be brought to light, because as it's being brought to life, you're seeing yourself differently. I want to look up the definition of dream, because to dream, we have to know what it is. To accomplish, we have to understand that we're accomplishing things for ourselves. You see, dream is a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep. A cherished aspiration, ambition, or idea. Excuse me. Experience dreams during sleep. So the definition, a cherished aspiration, ambition, or idea. Why is that important? Because your dream is an aspiration to you. Your dream is something that you're going to always think about. When you see yourself differently, you start asking yourself, how can I be different to accomplish what I would like to have? You see, for over the last half a decade, I've been becoming different because I've been wanting different. I've been wanting to be different. And as I want to be different, I have to learn how to be different. As I'm learning how to be different, I have to be okay with seeing myself differently. I remember when I first started, I was just wearing t-shirts. And when I first started, I was just wearing a t-shirt with my brand on it. Nothing wrong with t-shirts. Nothing wrong with just dressing comfortably. I dressed comfortably for a long time. And as I was dressing comfortably, I just got on camera and I talked and I just got off camera. It wasn't no goal behind me dressing like that. I was just dressing like that because I was comfortable. Now that I'm dressing the way I'm dressing, I'm wearing ties, I'm wearing button-downs, I'm wearing slacks, I'm dressing differently because I have a goal that I'm working towards. I have a dream that I would like to accomplish, and I have actions that I need to do in order for me to accomplish what I have in my mind. The dream has always been in me, but when I start reflecting on myself, I start seeing myself differently. Because it matters to what, and it matters how you see yourself and how you would like to be approached. It matters because people judge. A lot of people might say that they don't judge. People judge. I judge sometimes. But when I judge, I recognize why I'm judging. Then I stop judging. Because I'm not better than nobody. We're all human beings. We all judge somebody. And so when I start to really judge myself, I start to see myself differently. I start to see myself and how others saw me. I remember my first podcast guest, when I did the podcast with him, I had a do-rag on. He was a Marine, and his name was David for Scalp Solutions. It was his company, Scalp Solutions. So if you are bald and would like to get your hair back, go to Scalp Solutions. And so when we sat and had a conversation or had a podcast, We had a podcast. It's great. It's going good. He's telling me his story. He's helping me learn more about like the path that I would like to go. He's guiding me. And at, towards the end, when we're not recording no more, this is what he says. He says, "Hey, man, as you're doing these podcasts, stop wearing your do-rag." And what a do-rag is since I have waves, I have to lay my hair down by putting like a silk do-rag on, by tying it up and then folding it up. So he said, "Man, stop wearing do-rags because people look at you differently." When he first said that, I didn't fully understand what he said, what he meant. But it was just like, okay, I appreciate you for looking out. I keep that in mind when I start to understand it. And so fast forward to years later, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. People judge you when you first walk in based off your appearance, based off the way you communicate, based off the way you present yourself. And it matters because if you're not presenting yourself accordingly, why should people take you serious? I said, man, that was crazy. What a lesson to learn. The lesson taught me that to be taken serious, first you have to start taking yourself serious. Because you have to see yourself differently. As you're seeing yourself differently, you have to know that you can become different. That it's okay to be different. It's okay to evolve and grow. Because as you're growing and evolving, you have to really establish something that you would like for yourself. You have to hold on to your dream and recognize that the dream that you have is the reflection of your future. You just have to start seeing yourself differently to accomplish your dreams. Because it matters what you are, how you see yourself, because it shows that you can develop even more. When you reflect on yourself, you're not only giving yourself grace, but you're identifying how you can be better. When you become better, you do better. When you do better, you learn better. Because it matters. When you learn better, you're able to not only see yourself differently, but you're able to go get your dreams, because your dream is constantly waiting for you. And when you start reflecting, you start paying attention to who you are and who you can become. Because as you're becoming someone great, as you're becoming someone new, you're evolving within yourself to know that you can become better. So if you really got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button, because you can only get better from learning from the right information, from dreaming big and from learning from others. Subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and what is your biggest takeaway on reflecting, and why do you think that's important? Let me know in the comments. I would love to communicate with you. Let me know your input, and I appreciate y'all.
Good job, babe.
Thanks, darling.